Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, the latest WASDE is out. Any surprises?
I don't think there was any surprises at all. You look at the pre-release estimates, they almost nailed everything on this WASDE. The soybeans was off just a little bit. The reaction on the prices was nearly zilch, just minor moves each day during the week. So not many surprises. I do think it's important that we note that the USDA raised Russia's production from about 2.67 billion bushels up to about 2.7, 2.8 billion. The market, I think, expected that. I think all of us knew that it was going to be higher, but the USDA adjusted to higher production in that area.
With that in mind, what are the current crop prices?
Well, they haven't changed much as you'd expect. The wheat's around $7.70. These are Manford, Oklahoma prices. Corn, $5.50. Sorghum, $5.60. Soybeans, $11.60. Canola, there's no posted price for canola now. And cotton down south, western Oklahoma, $1.13 to $1.16 a pound for cotton.
What about what the marketing is offering for 2022 harvested crops?
Well, those are real good too. You look at wheat, $7.70, essentially the same price we got right now. Corn a little lower at $5.20. Sorghum, $5.10. You notice the current price, sorghum slightly higher than corn, but you go out to next year, they're expecting those sorghum prices to get below corn. Soybeans, $11.50, the same as the soybean price. Canola, $13 a bushel for next year. I mean, what a canola price. And cotton, around 91 cents. So expected lower cotton prices, the other prices about the same.
Any other market news that you're kind of keeping an eye on?
Well, of course, we've got the harvest going on in Australia and Argentina. Those harvests are going big guns right now. The crops are coming in as expected. There was some concern in Australia. They had some rainy, wet weather in some of the areas. They thought they had reduced the quality and the yields. Hasn't had any impact yet. You've got Russia. They're talking about changing their export tax to adjust for the higher prices. We don't know what that's going to do to the market. And of course, China's always the wild card. A lot going on in the undercurrent. I personally am concerned about these higher prices and wonder how much of these higher prices is simply risk in the market, is our transportation problems. And if we get that solved, will prices fall? That's my concern.
A lot happening, of course. Thanks for getting us up to speed. And we'll see you next week, Kim.